Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And here she is, one of the nicest people around. Steph, hiya.
Hey! Are you all right, Pete?
Well, I say nice, but she's just been telling me off air that she prefers me from Will Smith.
Don't start this.
Big ladle, stirring. Now, something rather special this week because...
This is an unusual one.
Yeah, and it's in front of me now, ahead of Yorkshire Day, which is next Wednesday, 1st of August. This is a Yorkshire tradition?
Well, you know what, Pete? And this is something, I've heard of these Wilfred tarts. I'm here and I've cooked some Wilfred tarts or Wilfred cakes. I've heard of them before, but I've never really known a great deal about them. They're a Ripon tradition. They're for St. Wilfred's Day, and there would be a procession through Ripon, and everybody would be given a Wilfred cake. And basically, it's a bit like an apple pie with Wensleydale cheese in it.
Wow.
Which is really unusual.
Yeah.
The flavours are awesome. I used the recipe that is on the museum's website, and you can get that. I think Beth might put that up for Stray FM, so you can get that here at Stray as well. But what Ripon are asking the people of Ripon to do is to continue this tradition. So imagine you're on Yorkshire Day on the 1st of August, walking through Ripon High Street down to the square. There they are giving away these little apple Wensleydale cheese cakes. They're lovely and they're different, and it's apple, the crumbly Wensleydale cheese that we all know and love, and it's in a bit like an apple pie. So it's shortcrust pastry, which is butter and egg and flour and a tiny bit of salt, and that's it. So it's a really simple thing to make, and I think it's great to relive a tradition. And I think if the people of Ripon get behind this, everybody on the market square on the 1st, or you can go and donate them to the museum's market stall in the square, or you can donate them the day before to the Workhouse Museum. You can take along your Wilfred tarts and people will eat them. So,
great idea.
Yeah, it's good fun. And it's sort of community in a sense of reliving a tradition. And this recipe, Pete, that you're about to eat is older than the traditional Yorkshire pudding.
So
crack on.
It looks very similar to a mince pie, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And what I did was I've kind of, you know, I think everybody can have a go and try different ways of doing it. And, you know, putting Wensleydale cheese in an apple tart is an unusual thing, but the flavours work, I think. I added a tiny pinch of allspice to just add a bit of a sort of a clove, cinnamon, nutmeg type thing going on, which I think helps as well. But it's a lovely thing. And I served it with a dollop of clotted cream.
Because
it said in the recipe to grate the cheese. Now, for me, I like the sort of texture of these tiny little lumps of the curds off the Wensleydale going through the tart. So I just crumbled it with my fingers and it crumbles beautifully. So
great
idea.
Well,
yeah.
Because, and I'm no expert, but I think it almost takes away the sharpness of the apple.
Mm.
So it just, it kind of tones it down a little bit. But just with that bit of sweetness within the pastry.
Mm.
And the hints of the spice coming through. That's delicious.
Yeah, and so easy to do, Pete. So crack on, and it costs you a packet of Wensleydale cheese and 6 or 7 apples. And, you know, and you make that pastry, or I think the thing is, have a go and just join in because it's fun and it's reliving tradition. And as we all know, so many traditions die when people don't sort of work at them. And St. Wilfred, or St. Wilfred, was the 7th century bishop who built Ripon's first cathedral.
So it really does go back.
Visionary.
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't he just? Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. And the fact that it uses an award-winning cheese. Because they did well at the Yorkshire show.
Yeah, they did indeed.
So good on the guys from Wensleydale, but that is a fantastic little piece of work.
Yeah,
so
it's good fun.
All part of Yorkshire Day next week. Get baking the Wilfred cakes, a Wilfred tart, which is fantastic. The recipe will be up online. And I think we need a drink, Steph, to pair with it.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting challenge.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week
on Stray FM.